We're here. You can open your eyes now. Oh, don't think I didn't notice, cutie. You've had them closed since I even started jumping across the rooftops. I don't know why. We're perfectly safe, snug in my grip. No, you didn't hit your head. We're on the fire escape balcony. Well, because it would probably draw attention if people saw us landing in the street, you little shit. Now, I followed your scent here, but I'm not sure which apartment it is. I take it it's not this one, though, given the family inside is giving us weird looks. Yeah, I thought so. Okay, which one is it then, cutie? Look, you might as well tell me. We're already here. You really don't trust me, do you? Look, I promise I won't hurt you or Bethany. Come on, we're friends, you know that. What do you mean, that's not it? Well, what is it then? Come on, what are you gonna tell me? You're lucky I'm the one that found you. Any other vampire wouldn't be as patient as I've been. Fine. You won't tell me? Then I'll just find the apartment myself. What am I doing? Sorry, can't tell you. It's a secret. Yeah, that's how it feels. Not great, is it? If you must know, I'm looking up the building's residential list. Seeing who lives... Aha! Bethany. Apartment 17. Wonderful. Now, let's... Hey, stop squirming. Cutie, what are you... Hey, you little idiot! You almost fell out of my hand! What were you thinking? And if you say it's a secret one more time, I swear I'll... Ugh! I am not joking, little one. This is your last chance. Tell me, what is the deal with you and Bethany, or whatever the hell is going on, or I'm gonna find out for myself. Let's just go. No, we're not leaving. No, this is your fault. You could have just told me back at my place, but I've just leapt across 10 blocks to get here, and I think I deserve a little something for my effort. Answers, in this case. Silence. Typical. All right, 17. Here we are. I don't think she's in. I'm not detecting a pulse or a heartbeat inside. Hey, cutie? Cutie? Oh, wow, you're shaking. What's wrong? Hey, no, hey, just please tell me. Please, I promise I won't be angry. Just tell me. What is going on? Don't go in there. Darling, I'm a vampire. I go where I please. And you telling me not to go in there makes me want to. Come on, don't worry. You're under my protection. Anyone who tries to harm you will have me to deal with. See? I told you I was strong. Wow, cramped place. Massive by your standards, though. I see. So, just so I know, Bethany isn't a werewolf or something, is she? Just a human? Not a vampire hunter. No? Okay, we should be good then. Honestly, if this was just some big scheme you two came up with to lure me out here to get staked, I think I'd be pretty... impressed. Oh my god. This... What is all of this stuff? Like torture equipment? And it's your size. Wait, why is it your size? She made it? Bethany. And who did she use it on, little one? I see. She found you in her kitchen one evening, and she took you. Kept you in a cage when she was out? That little one over there? I see. I'm going to set you down, little one. Well, I'm shocked. I thought you said this woman was your girlfriend. I see. That's what she called herself. And that story about the spider? She found it and made you fight it. Okay. And how did you escape? She asked you to marry her. Obviously, you refused. She did that to you? I mean, I noticed the bruises, yeah, but I just thought that they just came from you being out in the street. And then what happened? And she brought a lover home and she made you watch? That's disgusting. But, huh? While they were busy, they knocked your cage over. Okay, I see. And then you made the run for it, and you ran into me. And even after everything that's happened to you, you stood up to me, didn't you? I mean, you never stopped fighting until you realized that I wasn't gonna hurt you. God, you're so brave. Well, little one, I can see why you've kept this to yourself for so long.
Someone's here. I was distracted. Stay behind me. Bethany.
My name is Mara, and I was just leaving. And be thankful that is all I'm doing. Yes, I did find them, and I'm ashamed to say that I brought them back. It's a mistake that I'm about to...
No, don't you dare take another step towards us. No, they are not yours. They don't belong to anyone, so you stay back.
Ah! Oh, fuck! What are you... No, stop! No! You don't... Oh, fuck!
You let them go! You let them go right now! No!
At least I don't have to worry about feeding now. Little one? Little one, where are you? She's still gripping you? Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me. Oh, no, hey. It's okay. It's just blood. It's just blood. It doesn't even mean anything. Yeah, I'm still me. And I'm not gonna hurt you. She's dead. She deserved it. Hey, come on, little one. Please stop looking at me like that. Yes, my eyes are red. It happens when I haven't fed in a while. It's just a predator thing. It doesn't mean anything, though. I promise you. I'm still me. Still your Mara. I'm a nice vampire. Remember? Oh, shit. I guess my fang tripped on you. Now you're just covered in blood. Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry. Here, let me... Cutie? Hey, don't back away. What? No, I didn't want to kill her. No, I've never killed anyone. Oh, no, hold on. She attacked us. It was self-defense. I was so hungry. I just lost control. I know, but I'm telling you, this is the first time that it's happened in decades. And she was a monster. She deserved it. What? No, you are not to blame. It was my fault. I brought us here. And I wish I hadn't, but I did. But it's over now. Can we please just go home? You're safe with me. Cutie? Cutie, come into my hand.